Thus I complied with and encouraged the odd bureaucratic logic of affirmative action. I let government officials treat the disadvantaged condition of many Mexican Americans with my advancement. Each fall my presence was noted by health, education, and welfare department statisticians. As I pursued advanced literary studies and learned the skill of reading Spencer and Wordsworth and Emerson, I would hear myself numbered among the culturally disadvantaged. Still silent, I didn't object. But the irony cut deep, and guilt would not be evaded by averting my glance when I confronted a face like my own in a crowd. By late 1975, nearing the completion of my graduate studies at Berkeley, I was so wary of the benefits of affirmative action that I feared my inevitable success as an applicant for a teaching position. The months of fall, traditionally that time of academic job searching, passed without my applying to a single school. When one of my professors chanced to learn this in late November, he was astonished, then furious. He yelled at me. Did I think that because I was a minority student, jobs would just come looking for me? What was I thinking? Did I realize that he and several other faculty members had already written letters on my behalf? Was I going to start acting like some other minority students he had known? They struggled for success, and then, when it was almost within reach, grew strangely afraid and let it pass. Was that it? Was I determined to fail? I did not respond to his questions. I didn't want to admit to him, and thus to myself, the reason I delayed.